defending Division 8 state champions, by the way.
Yes, indeed. So nine yards in three plays results in a punt for the Ugly Bearcats. Gives the ball back to the Beale City Aggies at their own 47-yard line. Chilman wide to the left, man in motion. That'd be number nine, T.J. Maxson, has positive yards. Across midfield, out to the 49. Maybe they're going to mark him down the 48-yard line. Tackle made by Isaac Warzynski for the Bearcats. Second down and six.
Better coverage by the Bearcats, stopping that jet sweep. And all they're trying to do is get their athletes in space without throwing the football. Beale City runs to the outside and then allows their speedy running backs to try to break tackles and make guys miss. That time, Isaac Warzynski answers the call, only allows three on first down.
Second down, six, man in motion. That'd be Wade Wilson, hand up right of the middle to Trey Small. Not much going there as he ran right into the teeth of that ugly defense. Gain of two, tackle made by Shane Ozentoski. Under 2 minutes remaining in this first half. It's still 14-6 Ugly. Beale City facing a third down and four from the Ugly 46.
They're not in a big hurry here. I'm very surprised. I thought you'd see a little bit of a hurry-up situation. They have some timeouts in their pockets, does Beale City, but obviously in this situation, third down and four, getting the first down is the most important thing they got to do here.
Third down, four to go from the 46-yard line. Receiver wide to the right, Chilman. Beale City offense with 132 yards on today, half of that on one play. Man in motion, Wade Wilson. Another jet sweep to the right side. He has lead. He has the first down across the 40. He's still on his feet. He's across the 35 and finally ripped down to the 32-yard line for a 14-yard gain. Ethan Smalley, defensive end, finally tracks him down. And Beale City stops the clock momentarily to move the chains with 1:11 in a first down.
He has been unstoppable. And we talk about the jet sweep. Trey Small had no luck. T.J. Maxson really hasn't had any luck either. Wade Wilson to the other side. It's worked really well. And again, missed tackles. Casey Sweeney missed there. Logan Hulbert missed there. So not only did he get the first down, but he got some gravy extra yardage here as the clock runs under a minute.
Another handoff to Wade Wilson. He has positive yards again all the way out to the 25-yard line. This will be a gain of eight on the play. Tackle made by Carson Hlesky. We have a timeout called by Beale City. That is their second of this first half with 50 seconds. That's 5-0 remaining in this second quarter. And Beale City putting together a drive here just before the half is over.
Ball down at the 25-yard line. Yeah, the clock is still going.
Oh, that's
here.
The timeout clock.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good.
It's just very, very coincidental, that's all.
The same time, we're looking at very close to the same amount of time. But anyways, here, absolutely. Beale City here loving that jet sweep right now with Wade Wilson. Keep that in mind, but at some point here, they're just not moving quick enough. Too much time went on that first three plays. They let too much go. Now, if you're the Bearcats, you have to understand and keep the ball in front of you. They are going to try and throw it to their big receiver, probably number 10, Logan Chilman, here at some point. Got to be ready for it. Casey Sweeney is your deep safety. Wouldn't be surprised if he starts cheating over that way to take that play away.
Second down, two to go from the 25. Both teams with one timeout remaining. 14-6, the Bearcats leading the Beale City Aggies. 19th postseason run for the Bearcats, 35th for Beale City. Just three losing seasons since 1974. Working off the right hash, double wing back set, receiver wide to the left, that'd be Chilman. Trey Small is your tailback. Wing backs are Maxson and Wilson. Wilson in motion. And it's going to be a delayed handoff, and it's a handoff to Maxson, has the first down, still on his feet at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, can he get in? He cuts out, touchdown, Beale City, with 41 seconds remaining in the first half, and Beale City gets their second touchdown of the day, with a handoff to number 9, T.J. Maxson, in for the score. Ugly 14, Beale City 12, two-point conversion upcoming.
Just like every good team does, they work off of what has worked well. Some teams run to then try to throw it off play action. This time, they show the jet sweep, the run to Wade Wilson, and then a delayed misdirection handoff to number 9 is T.J. Maxson. And he goes around the left side, and once he gets past that defensive line, then it's just how is he going to score? And he takes it to the left pylon and scores with 41 seconds left. The Aggies down two, going for 2 points.
Man in motion, Wade Wilson, two wide to the left now. Back to pass, Schaefer looking wide open in the end zone is Wade Wilson, and we have a tie ball game. 14-14, 41 seconds before the half, and momentum has shifted to the Beale City Aggie sideline. We're all square. 14-14 between the Beale City Aggies and the Ugly Bearcats. Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Power through winter with new Cooper tires and receive a $50 reward at Ubley Motor Service. Receive a $50 prepaid Visa card when you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires. Cooper Discover Mud and Snow, Evolution Winter, or Discover True North. They have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. New Tread will give you the traction and stopping ability you need. They will also check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, and wiper blades. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Beale City puts together a 53-yard drive and took 2 minutes and 1 second off the clock. Results in a TJ Maxson touchdown. Beale City ready to kick things off from their own 40-yard line. That'd be number 72, Aiden Mindel.
Can't imagine Beale City kicks this ball terribly deep. Unless he thinks he can get it into the end zone, I got to imagine a squib kick to one of the front guys of the Bearcats coming up here.
It's a line drive. Bounces at the 17 and then has some back roll, and it's brought on by Carson Haleski. He's out to the 29-yard line before he's finally brought down by Cade Block again on special teams. That's two special team tackles for him. 36 seconds remain in this first half, and Upley's going to have one last shot to throw her downfield. And by throw, I mean run.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no chance. I don't think there's any chance this ball is going to be airborne in any way, shape, or form. I think the Bearcats are happy with the way almost happy with the way this first half went. You're going to see a couple runs, and the only way you're going to see a score if there's a bad turnover or the Bearcats absolutely break free here and score on a huge play.
36 seconds and one timeout in the pockets of the LB Bearcats and Bill Sweeney, head coach. Quarterback keeper to the right side, and Beale City hones in on it, and they get out for about a half of a yard. Trey Small comes out of the secondary and stops number two, Casey Sweeney, for no gain, maybe a half of a yard. Clock rolling still, and Ubley not calling a timeout.
Now you can see the defensive side of the Beale City now starting to lean to that outside run, taking it away. It's funny, the Aggies want a jet sweep to get it to the outside. The Bearcats want a sell run to the inside and keep Casey Sweeney to the outside. Very different way of trying to get to the same spot.
5 seconds left, and they're going to snap this one just before the half, and it's there. And it's going to be handoff right up the middle to Carson Haleski, and he's brought down to the 34-yard line for a gain of four. Ethan Locke on the stop, and we've reached halftime the same way we started, a tie ball game, 14-14. Beale City fires back and ties it with 41 seconds before the half is over, and we are squared in the state semifinal game between the Beale City Aggies and the LB Bearcats right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
These brisk fall days are a reminder that holidays are just around the corner. This year, finish your shopping now and skip the stress later. Thumb Cellular has rolled out its holiday savings sale early this year with multiple deals for you. Thinking of adding someone special onto your account? Any new line earns a $100 credit with a 2-year contract. Wanting to treat yourself or another person on your account to a new phone? All upgrades receive a $50 credit with a renewed contract. And nowadays, having extra data is the perfect pairing for a new phone. Any smartphone purchase with a contract gets 15 bonus gigs of data, and the perfect gift wouldn't be complete without insurance. Save on Apple Care or TC insurance so your new phone is protected from damage. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more holiday savings, or visit your local Thumb Cellular office with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Deals are valid through December 31st, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience